can't believe all this rain we're having.
Well, I know.
This conference will now be recorded.
What conference?
Caller 12, caller 11, 13, 14. Cecil Griffin. They don't list me.
Cecil. We can hear you.
We can hear you, Cecil.
That's G.
That's
G, I think. It's G.
Who?
Diana. Sound like.
Hi, this is Fred Jeffrey.
Okay, she's on there. Okay, Mayor, I guess
you're is it ready?
Is it ready?
Well, man.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Hello? Hello?
17.
Yeah. Be sure and mute your phones, everyone. Okay.
Tell the mayor to speak up again.
Put your closer to the mic. Yeah.
Okay, is everybody muted? Can you hear me? Okay.
If you're on the phone listening in, you need to mute your phones, please.
Mute your phone, please. We're getting static.
It ain't me.
Yeah, somebody is not muted.
I'm muted.
Well, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay,
I think this guy, thank you. In accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, a quorum of the City of Boothville Eddy Council will hold its regular City Council meeting by telephonic conference call. This meeting is closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling this number 1-646-749-3122. The access code is 373-852-933. Okay. Is somebody still not muting her? Okay. Okay, it's okay now. Before we start the meeting, it's now 6:37, and this council meeting is now in session. We will begin with the invocation by Linda Owens, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for these days that you're keeping our citizens well and healthy, and for the ones that are sick, I pray, Lord, that you'll put your healing hands upon them. We pray, Lord, that this COVID-19 will soon come to an end so people can get out and enjoy their lives once more. Lord God, I want to thank you for all the council members, our mayor, our city administrator, our chief of police, our police department, our city worker, Jean, and the rest of the employees, and for Miss Pam, our city secretary. Lord, I just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for all of us. And I pray that you'll continue to keep giving us the strength and the wisdom to make the right decisions that we can so that we can serve our citizens of Boothville Eddy. I ask for all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee,
Texas,
one state, under God, and one indivisible.
Thank you. Let's see, the roll call. All three council members are here tonight. The mayor's here. City Secretary Pam Combs. Chief of Police Michael Dorsey. And Gene Sprice is here. And City Administrator.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, sir.
Oh, he's on the phone. And I believe Johnny Tabor is on the phone, maybe. Johnny Tabor?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else?
One time no here.
Mayor, it's Kayla as well.
Oh, okay, hey, Kayla. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. We'll start tonight. We have public hearings. We have to do this each year for the budgets and the tax rate. So the public hearing number one, A, council to consider remarks on proposed 2020 general fund budget. Y'all have anything to say about the budget, proposed budget? Does anybody on the phone have anything, questions or anything about the budget? Nobody?
No. Be sure to let Gene come in on that.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Mayor, we can't hardly hear you.
Okay. I've got it turned off. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Now, I don't have any questions for the budget. Myself and the other council members, I know, have been talking with Sonia, and I have been asking her about, you know, who's doing the budget, and she's telling me that Esther does the budget too, and then they, you know, they're both doing it when trying to get each to help each other. Sonia's still doing it all from home. I don't have any. I looked it over. There was one thing that was corrected by Sonia. Someone, they had brought it to her attention and she corrected it, and so everything looks great to me, so I have no other concerns.
Okay, the correction has been made on this revised.
Yes, sir.
Revised. Proposed budget right here.
Do we want to state what that correction is for those?
Yeah,
listening?
Go ahead and say, tell people what it was. $2,000. Okay.
Did you want to do that, Mr. Wiggins, since you...
Okay, on that line item, be 1036007, which is in the maintenance department. We had 2,000 budgeted for TML, and so that was a mistake there. So we moved that $2,000 to line item 1036609, which is street repairs. So that made that street repair budget $47,273.
Yes, sir.
That's the only change.
Okay. And what that money is for, normally each year we usually, depending on the budget, like $35,000 for street repairs. But we haven't been doing that because we didn't know which streets would be dug up for the sewer line. But I think by now, Johnny, do we know which streets are going to be involved yet? Johnny Tabor?
Mayor?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly which ones we're going to tear up as I'm sitting here, but the plans that I sent to the city some months ago showed them, but and I can, you know, go over that with you, but I don't have them in front of me.
Okay, so we might want to try to do some of the streets this summer. The county usually does it for us. If we can, we don't want to fix one and then come dig it up.
That's for sure.
All right, thank you. Anybody else got any questions or
Mr. Mayor, sir?
Yes. Go ahead.
Now's the time to talk about the budget, or are you going to postpone it to a later time?
Do what?
The citizens.
Do what? I didn't understand.
Is now the time to talk about questions about the budget, or is it going to come up later?
No, that's what we're doing now. If you got questions about the budget, now's the time to ask.
On the general fund.
Yeah, the general fund. We're doing the general fund.
Okay.
And we'll do the water fund separate.
Okay. Question.
All right.
In the police department?
Uh-huh.
Why is the wages increased in the budget to $100,000 more than it was at the current time? And that's the same with the health insurance, that I can tie the two together, which I know, but I was just wondering why the increase was $100,000.
Well, for a while there, we were short of officers, for one thing. Chief, are you...
Speak up, sir.
I thought Sonia was trying to talk.
Yeah, Sonia, are you on there? You want to explain that?
Yes, sir. The police department wages went up 3%, and also the only increase was a 3% cost of living wage. Let me make sure there's not an error on that spreadsheet on the sheet y'all have. What I want to say.
That doesn't cover 100,000.
What number is
that? That's way big increase.
Hold on, one. Let me pull that up real quick.
Mr. Tabor, can you tell us what number that is? 1030 what?
No, I'm not looking at the budget.
You're not looking at it.
But it's 1020 at the police department.
1020, excuse me.
It's under wages. Okay. Not hourly, but under wages.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your numbers from? I'm not seeing that it's 100,000.
I don't see 100,000.
Well, what the...
It should be a 3% raise, a 3% cost of living raise, and the police chief raised that, bringing him up to what the former chief was making, which is the 56 or 54,000 a year.
I might have looked at it wrong, but I thought I was looking at the... current year to date, and then what the proposed budget was. I might have missed.
Well, I think what you're talking about, Mr. Talbert, it's Ricky Wiggins, is I believe on the hourly on that year to date, it shows $108,579, and we have budgeted $202,257, and I believe what that is because throughout this year, we have not had a full force, I'll say, on our police department. Our police department, when it operates at full force, is 6 people. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And there's times this year and part of last year where we only had 2 people. And so we're trying to figure if we do have a full force.
Yeah. Okay, that satisfied me. I figured that's what it was. We were short-handed and going to do some more, but the number jumped out at me, and I thought that I should ask that question.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right. It's your prerogative. That's very good,
yes,
sir.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you for that. And then what is the SYNC fund under the police department?
SYNC.
The SYNC fund, that is the police cars that are financed with Booty Bank, and that is the line items where that money was used to pay for those police cars. That's the way it had been set up prior to myself coming on board, and I left it that way. Those cars will be paid off in September, though, so you won't be seeing that in the future.
So that's sort of the debt payment. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I know it put up more than twofold, so that's okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Is the court under the same general fund, I assume?
The court is under general fund, yes, sir.
Okay. I noticed that the hourly wages in the court increased from 30K, I think you proposed 58K. I'm just sort of curious about that.
Yes, sir. So what that is canceled back in, I want to say November, December, somewhere between November and, let's say, February, because I can't remember the month. Council approved that if we could put it in the budget to have a additional staff for court, because our court is the size of Lacey Lakeview, and we only have one court clerk, and then we all help out. So TIF will approve to have an additional staff for court. So that our increase is what you're seeing, a 3% increase for the current court staff, plus an additional staff be brought on.
Well, that satisfies me. I'm just, because when the numbers double, that gets my attention.
Right, I understand. I understand. I appreciate you being thorough and checking it out.
Well, I appreciate you answering my questions. That's what I'm here for, and I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else? Okay, anybody else? Okay.
Let's get Gene.
Gene, do
we need to do anything on
this?
Do
what?
Do we need to do it at the end?
At the end?
No, why don't you go ahead, Gene? I overlooked.
We can't do that, Tom says.
On the citizen presentations, he can
Hold on. Before, if Gene's not talking about the general fund budget, you need to close out the general fund public hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yep. So we got to close that out first.
Yeah, we'll do the water funding. Okay.
Yeah, we can do it at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you.
Any more questions on the general fund? If not, we'll go to item B, council to consider remarks on proposed 2020 water fund budget.
Okay.
Now this.
Excuse me, Mayor, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, if you're going to move on down to the one, you need to close out the other one. So you want to do a official close out of the general.
Okay.
The public hearing for general fund. Sorry.
Make a motion or something to close it?
Yes. Okay. No, I think I could just.
Close it yourself. Yes,
okay.
Sir. Okay.
All right, the public hearing on the proposed general fund budget is now closed at 7:50.
6:50.
I mean 6:50, excuse me. So now at 6:50, we will consider our remarks on the proposed 2020-2021 water fund budget. Now this budget, both budgets start October 1st, go through September 31st of next year. That's our fiscal year. So has anybody got anything to say about the water fund budget?
No, sir, I don't.
No questions or nothing?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have a question.
All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
Who is this?
Would you state your name, please?
I'm sorry. This is Mark Fowler.
Okay.
On the water purchases under the water fund,
mm-hmm.
It shows the water purchases at about the same number as prior year or somewhere in that vicinity, being the same. And so when you go over, though, to the line item for water sales, our water sales are projected at a 9% decrease. And so I was just curious what we're facing. I mean, I'm kind of referencing back to the new ideally more efficient meters that we've purchased. And why would the same water volume, I guess, is the word, why would we be predicting a 9% decrease in revenue?
Did you say predict?
Oh, I'm sorry. When we were doing the budget for the water department, the water purchases are going to be the same, basically because we're contracted for those prices. So we went with the same numbers. We did the 9% decrease because right now we've had a drop in the revenues and they were overstated a little bit last year. So I kind of did the 9% decrease in revenues to give us more fund balance. So at the end of the year, if our revenues, say if our revenues 12% higher, that 12% high amount will go into the fund balance, which will be like the reserve account. So I kind of like to underestimate revenue to build up our savings, basically.
Okay.
I mean, we can increase it, but that was the kind of the goal was to kind of keep the revenue on the lower side. That way we have unexpected funds come in, that money can go into fund balance and can be used to for capital expense.
All right, thank you. Does that answer your question, Mr. Fowler?
I think so, yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
Normally in accounting principles, you always kind of
who is this?
Underestimate your revenue. Mr.
Tolliver.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In accounting, you normally try to underestimate your revenue to be conservative. Mm-hmm. You sort of kind of overestimate your expenses. And then if things tend to work well, then it looks pretty good. But when you overestimate it, it sort of kind of looks bad.
Right.
But the water system, you can't ever particularly estimate what the weather's going to do, so you do the best you can with estimating the revenues and the expenses. My question on the water is I didn't see anything in the budget for expanding the distribution system for the water system, which is very important.
Yes, you're right.
All the water you can't get it there, then you got a problem. So yes. I was curious to why Ms. Bishop didn't budget any items for expansion of the distribution system.
That item you will find hold on, let me get you the line item. If you go to the budget and you look under where it says, hold on, let me get you. It's under wells, tanks, and.
I saw that.
Hold on.
I saw
that. Yeah, that's what it's budgeted under.
That's wells.
Right, the reason is, but that's going to include anything water related. It's going to be your wells, your water lines, anything. Because I put it all under there. The goal is I put it all under there, and then what we'll do is whatever the sewer money comes in, I'm praying to God that our sewer happens, and we're going to get reimbursement from USDA, and we'll have all of those funds. And once those funds come, the council will have to make decisions on where to allot those funds as well.
That's a different subject.
But they all tie together, sir. No, they all go together.
Yes, that's your opinion. Excuse me. You may not need to reimburse the water system depending on how much money we have in reserve in the water fund in the city. But one well can go down and it can cost you 20-30 grand. So what you have budgeted, just let me finish, please, ma'am. What you have budgeted is not normally the amount you would need to increase your distribution system. But I understand where you're coming from. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Yes. So what?
It's for y'all to consider. So, that's all.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. So here's the thing. I don't do a budget. Some people think that when you do the budget, their logic is to do the budget and pull in money from your reserve or from your savings account. I don't do that. I base the budget purely off of revenues. So I'm not going to put in a line item that says I'm going to pull out 100 or 200 or 500,000 from bank savings account and stick it in this budget to pay for what is. What will happen is if a well does go down or something does happen and it has paid out of the reserve, I present that to council and I tell them, this is the bank account, this is where the money is. Can we please do a budget adjustment, pull that money into the budget and then pay out for that? Well, we do have a reserve of over $1 million for the water department, but I don't budget it I don't do the budget using savings accounts. I use it I strictly go by revenue.
Listen to me. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't disagree particularly, but you never know what's going to happen. Those things in the wells, right, are emergencies, and it don't make any difference where the money comes from. You got to have it to repair it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now, a lot of people depend on budgets. That's just a guideline. They don't mean much besides that. So total money is total money. If you got to use it for whatever, that's what you do. Now, you do it your way, and different people do it different ways. You understand?
Right. Yes, sir.
And I respect what you're saying, but I'm just giving you a different thought process and for the council to consider. And just because I do it one way don't mean that's right, because you do it one way don't mean it's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That answers your question. We do have actually three, I think, at least three plans to expand in the future, but we're kind of waiting until we get through. Right now, we're concentrating on getting the sewer installed. But there are at least three proposed things that we're going to do to expand the water system with some bigger lines. One thing is out in Two Falls County. We need to upgrade those lines, and that is planned, and we will get to that.
Well, I thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
Let me say, and I understand that the sewer is the top priority, and I'm 100% in support of that, but something we can afford, and you have my support on that, sir.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. We've got to get the sewer up and going.
Thank you, Mr. Paper.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions or suggestions or anything?
No, okay. Not here.
Okay, then we'll close this water budget. It's 7 o'clock, straight up 7 o'clock, and we will close the public hearing on the water fund. And then we'll go to public hearing number two. Council to consider remarks on the proposed 2020 tax rate of 50 cents for $100 valuation. That's is what it is now, and we're proposing to leave it as it is. But it will increase their taxes by 0.42%. This is not due to raising their tax rate. It will be a raise based on the appraisal district, what they have appraised. Now, most people's tax will stay the same. Some of them will go up, and it's possible some of them might even go down. It depends on what they appraised your property at. And the city has nothing to do with that. Okay, any questions or suggestions on the proposed tax rate?
Oh, Miss, is Kayla on here?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, Kayla, would you mind kind of touching on that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So it is what the mayor was alluding to. So the, you know, under this law that was passed in the 2019 session, they calculate the no new revenue tax rate, which is the tax rate. If you took the same properties that were taxed in the city last year and applied a tax rate that would get you the same revenue as what the city collected last year, that tax rate is your no new revenue tax rate. So it's the rate that would mean the city collects or exactly the same amount of revenue as it did last year. And so I think that no new revenue tax rate was calculated by the county at a little below the 0.5, the 50 cents that the council, that the city's had for many years and that council's considering tonight. So the 0.42% increase is based on this, or is calculated by taking that 50 cents. And I'm sorry if my dog is barking in the background. She's upset with me. So hopefully y'all can't hear her. But if you take that 50 cents and apply it to, you know, those same properties, this year, the city's going to collect a little bit more revenue at that same tax rate because the value of those properties has gone up in some way. So the tax rate itself hasn't changed, but the value of the properties has gone up to some extent that the city is going to collect a little bit more revenue than it did last year. And I'm happy to answer any other questions that you have, but that's the kind of basic, you know, process that the county goes through in calculating those rates and the revenue.
Okay. Thank you very much. And also, I'd like to say that the same, this 50 cents is the same rate, tax rate, that it's been since 2017.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So if you, if for those listening, if you look at your tax evaluation that you received from McLennan County, look at the back page, and you'll see the that it's the same from 2017 and now to now, that 50 cents. So that's going to be 5 years that the tax rate stayed the same.
Yeah, the only, as the mayor said, the only reason you may end up paying more taxes is if your property is appraised for more than it was last year.
Correct.
And again, it could be appraised for less than it was, so you might be even pay less.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Thank you, Lenny. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think the no new tax rate, this Mr. Talbert, was a little over 49 cents. I don't have it right in front of you. It's 49 something.
Yeah, it's 49.
So that's where you break even.
If we would have to lower it to that,
yes,
and that would give us the same amount we got last year, but we're not doing, we're just leaving it like it is, like
that, Mr. Wilson said. To figure that's not rocket science, you know.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Very good.
I could handle that.
Yes, sir. Met myself.
All right. Okay, if nobody else has anything to say.
I'm trying to be funny.
Yeah, well, you was, and we enjoyed it. We thank you for that. It gets so serious sometimes.
Yeah.
It gets so serious around here sometimes, so every once in a while a joke is good. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
I understand that. Believe me.
I guess sometimes I try to explain too much, but I like for people to know what we're saying when we talk, you know. And if I can kind of explain stuff, well, I try to do that. All right.
Can't ever explain it too much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, it's now 7:05, and this public hearing is now closed. Okay, now we'll get on to the agenda items. Item number one, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on accepting the 2020 general fund proposed budget. This is what we just talked about. Now we need to vote on it.
I make a motion that we accept the budget on general fund property budget for 2020.
Okay. And the motion is made and seconded to approve the proposed budget for the 2020 general fund. All in favor? Unanimous. Yays. Three yays. Thank you. Item number two, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on accepting the 2020 water fund proposed budget.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the 2020 general water fund, the general fund proposal. It says that's twice, but it should have said water. So let me change that right quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
The water, the general, the water budget. All right. I'll look over at the top. I make a motion that we accept the proposed budget for 2020 water fund. Did I say that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did somebody second that?
I'll second.
All right. Motion is made and seconded to approve the proposed 2020 water fund budget. All in favor? Three yays. Unanimous. Thank you. Item number three, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on accepting the proposed 2020 tax rate of 50 cents per 100 valuation.
Okay. I'll make a motion that...
Mayor, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Oh, Sonia, did you want to say something? Oh, yes, ma'am, if you don't mind. Whenever you make the motion, we need to include the resolution of 20, 21-1. I didn't put that on the agenda, and it should have been. Should have had it spelled out.
It's 20-21. Okay.
Resolution 2021-1.
Resolution
2021-1. Resolution number.
Okay.
Is that right, Sonya?
Is it? Is
2021.1
resolution.
Is it 2020-2021-1? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's 2021-1. And then Kayla had something to add.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. For this motion, you have to use specific language, and I can read it out to you. It's not long,
okay.
But it, you have to move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of the 50 cents, which is effectively a 0.42% increase in the tax rate. And that's it.
I'm trying.
And I can read that again.
Okay, I don't take shorthand.
I need to.
Okay, I've got the property be increased by 50 cents, which...
Well, the property tax rate.
The property tax rate, there you go.
Yes, be increased by the adoption.
By the adoption.
Of a tax rate.
Of
50 of the 50 cents.
Okay.
So, wow. Okay.
You're gonna second it?
What she said,
we're gonna second that, what you just said.
Okay. Maybe you can help me explain why it's called an increase. The 50 cents is in order to leave the taxes the same. We would go with this 0.49, whatever it is.
49.
But since we're going 50, it's actually going to increase the actual taxes we're going to get. So that's the reason it's called an increase, right?
Right, yes. And everything we discussed a few minutes ago is the same.
Yeah.
And this is just the language that the legislature requires to be used if you're adopting something higher than the no new revenue rate.
Okay. Yeah, it's
kind of confusing.
It's kind of hard to understand, but I guess in this case, it takes a rocket scientist to
read this one.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
That's sort of a misnomer in misnomenclature.
Yeah.
That's lawyer mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, exactly.
You should agree with me. That's not really what it is.
I'm going to blame this one. I'm going to blame this one on the legislature.
Yeah. Okay.
Vote him out of that.
I understand. It's confusing to the general public.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I agree.
That's not what it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is it, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make a motion.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Make a motion that the property tax rate be increased by 0.50 adoption of tax rate, which is a 0.49% tax rate. A resolution 2001-1.
Okay, we'll have to do that one more time. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate. By the adoption of a tax rate.
Of 0.50.
Of 50 cents. Yeah, 0.50, which is effectively.
Which is effectively?
Yes, ma'am. A 0.42, Is that, that's correct, it's 0.42, right?
Yes.
0.42%. Yes. Yeah, 0.42% increase in the tax rate.
Okay.
In the tax rate.
That it? And that'd be resolution 2021-1, right?
Resolution, yes, sir. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
I'm going to remake the my motion.
All right, you go right. For it.
The property tax rate be increased by adoption of tax rate 0.50, which is a
0.42.
No, it's a election.
Which
is effectively 0.2% increase. A tax rate. Revolution 2021-1.
And I think that's good, and I'll just clarify, it's 0.42% increase. I think that'll work.
Somebody second it.
I'll second it.
All right.
Is that good?
No, yeah. Don't you tell me.
Yes.
So that passes.
Okay.
What I said.
The property tax rate be increased by the adoption of the tax rate of 0.50, which is effectively 0.42% increase. How was that?
Yeah. And then resolution 2021.
That works.
Okay, and we'll call this resolution 20-21-1. Is that correct?
Yeah. 2021-1.
Okay. So all in favor? 3 yeas. Thank goodness for that.
Next time I'm going to have to holler at you and say, would you please type up what I should exactly say?
Well, I apologize.
No.
On that today.
I should know this. I should have looked it up. I should have looked it up. That's my,
I'll put it in
my apology.
I'll put it in the agenda packet next year.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have it on the agenda packet.
Okay, thank you.
Next item is 5, but it should be 4, I think.
Yes, sir.
Mark the 5 out and put a 4. Okay, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on accepting the lowest bid by Barlow. Is that Barlow Tank Company or whatever it is?
Yeah, I believe so.
For Foster Branch Creekside. The bid amount is $16,425 less than the second bidder. Johnny Tabor, do you want to explain what this is? It's not really the city. This is just for the water out in the country. And for an addition out there.
What they have to do, I think they pay us, and then we just give it
the
back out. We don't make anything off of it. We don't.
The city's not going to be out anything, but we own the water system out there, and that's what this is all about. You have anything you'd like to say?
A number of years ago, the city adopted a policy to have a developer agreement with anybody that was developing property in the city's water service area that was not in the city limits. And there is a developer agreement with Foster Branch Creekside, and it provides that they will pay the city for the cost of the water system design and the water system construction. And bids were taken, and they funded that. They paid the city the cost to design and prepare construction plans. We bid that project, and the low bidder for that was Barlow Tank. And so the next step is, and I think the developer has already paid the amount to the city for this construction. So the city currently has on hand the amount for this construction plus some other items that were in there. But in order to proceed with construction, the city needs needs to authorize the mayor to sign the notice of award to the contractor.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the lowest bid by Barlow Tanks for Forrester Branch Creekside with the bid of $16,425 less than the other bids.
Good. So that would be an amount of $35,930, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have it on the agenda card. They have it, yeah.
35.
It's in our packet.
Yeah, it's in the packet. Yeah.
And also, you need to include in there to authorize the mayor to sign.
Okay. Yes. All right, so I make a motion that we accept the lowest bid by Barlow Tank for the Forrester Branch Creekside, and the bid amount is $16,425 less than the second bidder, and that the mayor has the authority to sign the papers to okay this.
One thing here, when you're saying $16,425 less than the second bidder, do you know what the second bidder was?
No, I'm going by what's on the agenda.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the amount in the motion is to award the contract for $35,930.
$35,930. Yeah, that was in our packet, but that wasn't how the on the agenda how it was read, and I was always been told since I've been in here that we have to read it as what the agenda says.
I understand.
Okay.
So we need to make the motion for that $35,930.
Yeah, I'll change it then.
Okay.
Can you just say of the total?
Yeah, the total instead of what the amount is. Yeah. It should have been on here. It should have been there. So I make the motion that we accept the lowest bid by Barlow Tanks of $35,930 for the Forrester Branch Creekside, and giving the mayor the authority to sign the paperwork to accept this to get started. Is that about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. All right. Who wants a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Motion is made and seconded to award the contract to Barlow in the amount of $35,930. That's $35,930. And authorize the mayor to sign the proper documents. All in favor?
Aye.
Three yeas. Okay.
Mayor?
Yes.
Mayor, this is Johnny Tabor.
Uh-huh.
There is a notice of award forms that I sent to the city.
Yeah.
If you would, after the meeting or sometime, get two or three of those and sign them and send me a couple of them.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Pam's got them here. I'll sign those before I leave, Pam. All right, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
It's not on the agenda, but Gene Sprouse, our water department, needs to tell a few things to the council about our water department, and we can, I think, work this in under the...
we don't have to make a motion.
He just wants to make
we okay to talk about it under the budget, water budget?
No.
Water budget
well,
on there?
Yeah, since it's on the, here, this...
is that okay, water? Caleb?
He's just going to talk about it.
There
will be no action taken.
Yeah, not
information is what.
It still has to go somewhere under the budget, and so I don't know if it relates to anything that has to do with with next year's budget that was just adopted. If it doesn't, I don't know that we can talk about it tonight.
It's going to involve an expense.
Major repairs.
Yeah. Repairs, yes, to a well pump.
So, do we need to wait and put that on the budget for next week, Caleb?
The agenda.
Put it on agenda.
I mean the agenda.
That would be my suggestion. I'm sorry.
No. That's why we're
being cautious.
That's why you're here to keep us straight.
Could this go under the you know, the citizen presentations, if they're allowed 5 minutes, could it go into that?
That would have been a...
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, we'll just have to wait.
The two items that Gene is wanted to talk to y'all about, I'm actually going to be on Thursday's agenda, and it won't be in next year's budget. It's going to be in this year's budget.
Okay.
Will be on Thursday's agenda.
Our next regular meeting will be in October the 8th.
On the 8th.
Now, we have scheduled for a meeting next Tuesday, but if we don't need to have any... thing for that meeting, we'll cancel that meeting.
We could do it on Tuesday if y'all choose to. It's up to cancel if y'all want to have a meeting on the 29th and have Gene present that.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we don't know dollar amount, so it's not something that you're really going to be able to decide.
Yeah.
True.
On yet.
Yeah, he just wants to talk about it.
It was just an FYI.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better just have it on the 8th agenda for the 8th. And I'll shoot y'all an email, give y'all kind of a synopsis of what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked to him before the meeting.
That'll be all right. All right, then. Thank you. All right, is there
anything? Mr. Mayor, sir?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, sir?
Yes.
It's Mr. Tolbert.
Uh-huh.
Is Mr. Tabor, I'd like to address a question to him.
To who?
Mr. Tabor?
Yeah. Mr. Tabor, are you there?
I am. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Dan.
There's a reason that, question to you. It's the reason they've changed the way the bidding process for these developers is because that way the city knows exactly that the developer is living up to the specifications of the city to put these things in, because it's a little different than it used to be. And I agree with that. Is that the reason, sir?
Yes, sir. I wasn't sure if this was going to require some significant response from me, but the bottom line is all of this, all of the area that's not within the city limits does not have a lot of regulation to the developers. So if you just let them go out and throw some land in the ground, then the city has to live with that forever.
I understand that. That's the reason I asked that question, and I'm glad that this is happening this way.
So we've come up with a way where the city has control of what's put in because it's their system. This is no different than what would be done by Heart of Texas Electric Co-op for their electrical, or for Encore for their electrical, or for other utilities. Is they don't just let somebody come out and throw something up that they have to deal with for the next 50 years that is a problem. So this allows us a lot better quality control in what goes in.
Well, bless you. Because that's the way it has to be. We dealt with this many years ago with the Maggie Range development. It was not a good situation. So I'm pleased that you've come up with that, Mr. Taylor, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Has anybody got anything else for this meeting tonight?
If not, I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. All in favor of adjourning? It's now 7:26, and this council meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank everybody.
Can I turn the phone off? Yeah, you should pick the receiver up. Thank you, Amanda.
Chief,
did you
get all? Sir, did you find any candidates?
His phone, he's... Oh, thank you.
I have one application right now, and then I have another gentleman that's going to be turning away in the next...